Chapter 7 Mystery Babylon and the Beast Powers. Revelation 14:8. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all the nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. As the New Testament era opens, the Chaldean city of Babylon merely exists as subjugated to the Roman Empire, certainly not reaching to the greatness of the city here described. The complete descriptor at Revelation 17:5 is most revealing, and upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. Mystery Babylon. So we understand that we are not talking about literal Babylon here. A mystery is what is literal. She is referred to in the feminine, like the church, and a mother, not the masculine character of the beast's powers. She is a church, but she is an unfaithful harlot church. She does not stay in the proper sphere of church government. She commits fornication with the civil rulers in order to obtain the power she so desperately covets. She is the mother of that great falling away, headed by the man of sin, who is called the son of perdition. She is the mother of harlots and abominations. The term abominations here should bring to mind the abomination that maketh desolate, being a wrong sacrifice in the temple of God. She offers a bloodless sacrifice in contradistinction to what the scripture declares. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Her man of sin sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Let us not forget that the New Testament church is the temple of God. Revelation 17:1. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. The early church fathers, until the fall of Imperial Rome, certainly had an argument for the city of Rome as the capital of the Roman Empire, qualifying as Babylon. But we are talking about a great apostate church here, one that sitteth upon many waters. The symbolic use of waters, as we have learned, represent peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. No longer confined to the old world in our present day, she can now be found on many waters, everywhere on the face of the earth, offering her counterfeit bloodless sacrifice, idolatries, and numerous other abominations to the inhabitants of the earth, the whole earth. Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit on a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. Now we understand the relationship between the woman, Mystery Babylon, and the beast. She rides or controls the scarlet-colored beast, the red dragon having seven heads and ten horns, as opposed to the woman clothed with the sun. The true church, driven into the wilderness. Her seat of power, the Vatican, is located in that city represented as that little horn out of the ten-horn powers. That little horn, being given a mouth speaking blasphemy, identifies it as a religious power. The mouth of the little horn is that man of sin, also called the Antichrist, who opposes the true Christ and the false prophet, who takes the place of Moses' true prophet, the Messiah that Israel was waiting for. This false prophet is cast into the lake of fire with the beast to perdition. Verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. No organization on the face of the earth is responsible for the death of more Bible-believing Christians, whom they labeled heretics, than the Roman Catholic Church, with its headquarters at the Vatican. The Vatican is the little horn, or so qualifies, as it does have a sovereign status among the nations of the world, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. The Vatican is located in the same city that was the capital of the pagan Imperial Roman Empire. Revelation 18:24. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. The number of her victims, of the witnesses or martyrs of Jesus, easily numbers into the hundreds of millions over the last 1,500 years. Wherever there is genocide, wherever thousands or millions have perished in political convulsions, you will find her agents, and you will find blood on her hands. Even today, you will find her shadow government there, behind the obvious, under cover of several layers of culpable deniability. She does not want to be openly seen as in her past inquisitions. She hopes to evade the retribution for her crimes, a retribution she felt in the past, that near deadly head wound. Nevertheless, her judgment will come. Observe. Revelation 16:17-19. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven, from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath.